Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Terry Johns over there, being very patient and did
not. Good morning!
Did shout it back. And we are joined by Ben and Katie from Heartstrings. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, you guys, as we celebrate another FRM Fridays. We are very excited about this. Ben and Katie have joined us before. We had you guys on most recently from Hoosel's Rise to Music as one of the qualifying winners from that. That was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. And I warned you guys, you're too good. We're going to bring you back. Ben already knows this. Katie, I feel like you're just starting to kind of get in this, but unfortunately for Ben, I was thinking of this the other day, man. There is not one musical guest we have had on more than you. If you remember, you came on the air with me and Carl way back.
Oh, sure.
And were hanging out with us when we were first trying to get this kind of thing going and stuff. And we're our great guinea pig. And you were great. You were awesome.
Glad to be here again.
Appreciate it. And let's dive right into things, guys. First up, how have things been? How have you guys been doing? Katie, I'll start with you.
Oh, doing good. Mm-hmm. Just kind of living the summer dream. I was just talking. I go back to teaching in about 10 days. Mm-hmm. I'm ready, but I'm not.
Yeah. Can only imagine.
So yeah, it's been a good summer for us. A lot of music, a lot of listening to music. There've been a lot of great bands around that we've gone to, and it's been good.
That's cool. You enjoy taking in other acts?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself influenced by them, or just being able to be a fan, or?
Kind of just being a fan. I mean, there's so many different opportunities to go see people around here. I'm not used to that. It's not something I really grew up on, or even in college, I never really went out and listened to a ton of live music unless it was through the university and it was a choir or a band there. But there's just the live music scene here in Rapids is insane. It's awesome.
Katie, forgive me. I know acting-wise, singing on stage, that's something that you're familiar with. Have you done a lot of this kind of thing with Ben? Like performing singing in general as an act?
And not a ton.
I didn't think so.
Gigging world is new to me, and I'm loving it. It's been a lot of fun.
It seems to fit you well. It seems like you've enjoyed it. Like,
yeah.
It's great. And you're obviously working with an incredibly talented human being right next to you there.
Thank goodness.
That helps.
It sure does.
As I've said before and everything, if I started a band, I would do it with Ben, in part because I can't look bad around him. He's going to make me look good. Ben does that with
him.
Ben, how have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. Staying busy with working music and work music, repeat.
Yeah. How has the writing gone for you? I didn't get the chance to really dive into that with you last time, and it's one of my favorite things to talk to you about. How has that been going?
You know, I go through a couple rough patches, and it's hard to find inspiration at times, but, you know, I feel like the music comes to me a little easier now than lyrics do, so I'm just kind of basing my work around the music first, and eventually I'll get to the lyrics. I think Katie will help me with the lyrics.
Oh, sure. Throw me on the spot.
No pressure.
None whatsoever.
We had a couple of the other Hoosels guests on, and one of the gentlemen was talking about how he's never done songwriting but really wanted to get into it. And I immediately started thinking of Ben and just how that goes as a writer, and it was holding on to that question until you guys were joining us next, because I know for me as a writer that happens all the time. I have flows where there's times where I've got like four or five projects I'm working on, and each one of them calls me and I want to work on, and then there's times like where it's just dead and I don't feel like I can put one sentence together, let alone a paragraph or something. It seems to be the creative way. I have to ask, and I don't mean to put you guys on the spot or make it uncomfortable or anything, but as you're a couple and you're doing this, does that help with the songwriting? Because, you know, it's interesting as an artist. Sometimes it's those heartbroken moments in life that bring out the real creative side of you and bring out some of your greatest work. And on the other hand of it, it's also sometimes when you are in love and that brings this out of you and you find lyrics that you never even knew were in you before. Not saying necessarily where you are right now, but through the process, have you had that kind of like flow with that, Ben?
Well,
because everybody's different.
I'm paying close attention.
It is
here.
A personal question. I understand that it's prying a little bit. I'm not trying to. I don't mean to or anything. As a creative, I'm so just ignore these two for a second.
I'm trying.
I'm really going to turn their mics off.
Can you put her in there?
Yeah, you got it. It's just the It's the Ben and James show now, everybody. There are other artists out there that take in this show. Part of the point of the show is certainly to encourage other artists to promote you guys, promote local acts, first and foremost, promoting FRM. But one of the things we also like to do is the person out there who is still itching to get on stage. They're thinking about it. They want to do it. They just need that little bit of push or that last bit of encouragement, whether it's songwriting or performing. And it's part of the thing I love talking to you two in particular about because of the fact that you both come from different worlds, really, but have brought it together to make this work. Mm-hmm. Then you throw in the fact of the relationship, and it does kind of play into things a bit, whether it's a songwriter or performing. So I don't mean to pry, but I can't help myself as a journalist not asking. I have to ask the hardball questions sometimes. You know, it's just what we do around here. When it comes to, like, creatively, just in general, not just songwriting, have you guys found that that has been a gift with this? That not only do you guys get to, you know, spend time together and everything, but getting to, like, kind of share that with others, bring that kind of vibe to others?
Well, you know, I feel that when I make music with Katie, the music itself seems better. She's a pro at singing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we're able to spend more time together and come up with new songs, new spins on songs, and harmonizing with this guy is so easy. So it's a good time.
I think, and Terry would be able to answer this better than I can, but I think the best relationships are when you bring out the best in each other. And you enhance the best in each other while also being there for whatever other things. And as artists, you've also been able to do that. And that's kind of cool to be able to see. You don't see that all the time. How does it go with the balancing act of, okay, well, we got to rehearse tonight. I know we wanted to go do this, but we haven't rehearsed in a while. We got to get that done. Like, there is the relationship and just being in love and having fun and all that. And then there's kind of like, well, we got a gig coming up on Friday. We should probably rehearse. We got to. Do you guys find that balance is just natural, or
it's more me? I'm a very Type A personality. I have to have things a certain way and done way ahead of time. And Ben's kind of
I like to wing it.
He likes to wing it, and I cannot. I just I'm a prepare
just
everything.
Have fun, see what happens.
Yeah, no. That doesn't work. That does not work for my brain. So.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But
it's a balance. Again, a balancing act. It's opposites attract, and that's about as opposite as we can get. So.
And it really seems, I mean, especially, it's not just me. I've done my homework on you guys since the last time you joined us, and you've got your fan base has grown even since then, and it's cool to see. So it's not just me that notices this. This works really good for you guys. And I think that it's something that also, again, comes out in your music, that yin and yang is really noticeable there. It's something that I give. And not to, because Katie, you know how talented and incredible I think you are, and I still am itching to get on stage with you sometime.
One
of these days, we got to do that. But Ben is the epitome of this to me, of where I can put him in any band, and he's going to bring that out of people. He's going to do his job, and at the same time, like, adding to the mix.
Yep.
So whatever the band is, I find it interesting whenever you're in here, Ben, and, you know, it's with your cousin, it's with Katie, it's whoever it's with, the style change, the music might be different, but you are the same. That consistency is impeccable, man. And it makes it even more interesting when I hear that you're a loose cannon. That's even funnier. That's hilarious. That's great.
Okay, I need that for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, when he says he did his homework on you, he's not looking in your windows. but aren't you curious about what dinner prep is like? That, like, are you guys singing while you're making dinner?
Ooh, good question.
Sometimes. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I just kind of visualize, like, the, you know, the little harmonizing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've done that. I like to dance in my kitchen, too. See? So it's throw on some Queen or throw on some jazz, and Queen is my cleaning music. Mm-hmm. So when Perfect. That's on, it's time to go. But
and I think there's probably nothing loose cannon about Ben. I mean, wing it, yes, but you know, loose cannon's a little strong.
He's pretty chill. Go with the flow.
We were talking earlier today about, you know, just the whole little heart pop ups here that happen when you guys sing. So that's awesome. We love it.
One of the things that I was curious about too, when, as long as we're kind of on this that little bit of a theme of yin and yang between you two, is how much you've guys been able to impact each other musically. I have no doubt. We talked on touched on this a little bit before. The type of music that you might traditionally listen to, Katie, opposed to what you might listen to, Ben. Has that come up on stage? Have you guys been able to bring that to stage where, like, a song that Katie really likes, you're like, you know, we should do that, or vice versa?
Oh, yeah, absolutely has. I introduced him to the version of Billie Jean that we do. Yeah. And that, I mean, I have a bunch of songs like that that I just, different, I love postmodern jukebox, so anything I can take and flip, mm-hmm. I've gotten him to listen to that a little bit, but then he's gotten me to listen to 50s and 60s and 70s. It's stuff that I would never generally listen to, but it's definitely had an influence. I mean, most of these songs I wouldn't have known had he not forced me to listen to them. I don't know. There's a better word for that. Listen to it. No.
Right.
Get out of this car.
It's hilarious. It's great. now, obviously, the audience right now is going to get a great show and going to be able to take in the next hour of you guys. After this, where can we hear you next?
Tonight, actually, we're going to be at Hoozles on 54 from 7 to 11.
Some familiar stomping grounds for you now. That's right. That's right. We're looking forward. We'll meet you over there. Hoozles is a great place to anytime you can take in anything. A glass of water over there is great, let alone taking in you guys. That's going to be a lot of fun. We are doing all of this, of course, with our friends at FRM Music, and we send a shout out to Connie and the gang. Connie is actually going to be joining us at 10:30 today as part of Morning Magazine.
Nice.
So we will stretch our legs and focus and talk about the FRM Fest coming up Saturday, September 10th. Much, much more in depth on that show, but do want to send a shout out to Connie and the gang at FRM, and doing a great job setting this up as she always does. She is the best. You can find out more by going to frmgroup.org. It's all one word, frmgroup.org. Be sure to type in your search bar on Facebook, Heartstrings, follow their Facebook page, keep up to date on all the things that they got going on there, and all their next dates, where they're going to, next gigs that they're going to have. And also, while you're on there, type in FRM Music, Friends of Rapids Music, and follow along that page as well. What we'll do, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and then the stage is all your guys', okay?
Sounds great.
Do that when we come back here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We are joined by FRM Fridays with Heartstrings in studio with us. I'm going to move out of the way and let you guys do your thing. The stage is all yours.
Going to start you off with Wisconsin's own The Bodines.
Everybody wants to be closer to free. Everybody wants respect, just a little bit. Everybody needs a chance once in a while. Everybody free. Everybody needs to touch, you know, now and then. Everybody wants a good, good friend. Everybody wants to be closer to free. Everybody two, everybody.
It's a nice starter. That seems like a good one to kind of kick things off. Does that also work for vocalists? Does that warm you up as well? Like, is it that part of the reason why you choose that one?
Yeah, it's a nice one to warm up with. I had a four-hour rehearsal last night for a show I'm in, so my voice this morning was like, whoops. Yeah. That's all right.
All right. Now we're going to do some Wilson Pickett for you. Sorry, Otis Redding.
Otis Redding. Oh. Whoa. Uh-oh. $5? Anytime someone makes a mistake, it's $5.
So. I love it.
And if you can whistle, feel free to at the end of this song.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work today. All right, we'll see.
Sitting in the morning sun, well, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, I'm headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Oh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Looks like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
All right, here we go.
Nice. You got it.
The whistler works.
Gosh, that sounded good to you guys.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I notice when it comes to a great artist, when you're doing somebody else's work, not only being able to make it your own, while at the same time honoring the original. And that one in particular is one that I, if I was a performer, would be intimidating to me. I hear you guys do it, and I heard that. I heard a bit of an Otis influence there. I certainly did, but I heard you guys also doing your own thing with it. And I really love the idea of turning that into a duet, too. That was very cool, like a really nice, fun way to do that. Did it just kind of come out the gate that way, or was that something you kind of formed as you were rehearsing and kind of formed over that?
Kind of out of the gate. We were looking for more songs to add to our set, and I knew how this one went, but it was that middle bridge section that was kind of freaking me out. So I said, why don't you just take that and finish out the song, and I'll just come back in at the end with a whistle and call it good.
It was really nice. And it again speaks to your harmonizing and your chemistry. Like, it just, I've listened to that song my whole life. It's one of my top five favorite songs of all time. Felt like I heard it differently there. And that's really something. That's really interesting.
Awesome.
Got time for one more before we go to our news break. Got that in you?
Oh, we sure do.
All right.
Another twist on a old classic by the Searchers.
We got it. All right.
took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad down on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, "What you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, "I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink." It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, "I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink." It smelled like turpentine and looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Speechless over here. I got nothing. It's not a good idea to make the guy's job to talk a speechless.
Sorry.
I tell you this every time, Katie. That was nice. Now, this one, that was really interesting. For me, personally, that's a song that I never got into. Never really. I know it. I've heard it. But sure. It wasn't really my jam. Hearing that version, I could listen to that again. Like, I could put that in my set list. Like, I think that's another fun part of covers. Sometimes it's a song that you're familiar with, but then you hear it from just a different artist, out of a different voice, or maybe formatted differently, and there's something that it comes to life for you.
Absolutely.
It's fun. It's interesting. Can't imagine, though. Is there times where you like, okay, I got this song. I think it would be really good for us. You rehearse it a couple of times, like, oh no, that's not going to work.
Oh, many times.
Does that
times.
Happen?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. Many times.
I'm generally a little surprised by that because it just seems like you guys are you could take almost any song and be like, ah, we can make Pop Goes the Weasel a hit. We can, you know, I mean, you just really got a real, like, the chemistry to you, what you're doing here. You should hang out outside of work. You should. You should think about doing guys.
Yeah. Maybe occasionally.
We will take a quick commercial break, play some of Melissa's news. We'll come back with more of Heartstrings on FRM Fridays here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, FRM Fridays edition featuring Heartstrings. Thank you both for being here again, Ben and Katie.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate the time from you guys. We're going to kind of let you guys play for at least another 10 minutes or so here, and then we'll take one more break and then go right to the top of the hour, if that sounds all right with you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get you out of your way, let you do your thing.
All right. This is one that's been covered by many, many people. Most people probably familiar with it by Adele or Garth Brooks. All right.
To make you feel my when the evening shadows and the stars appear. And there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. No, you haven't made your mind up yet, but I will never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
When it comes to doing a song like that, Katie, is there something that calls to you to do it? Because I've heard you do a number of these now, both of you guys, and that one for you seemed a little more just something felt a little deeper for it.
I love Adele, first of all, and then I grew up listening to 90s country, so I knew Garth Brooks's version of that, but I'm a big fan of ballads, so anything that I can feel a little bit more is a number one in my book, and that's definitely one you can just sit back and kind of sink into. So
there's and Ben and I actually, we've gotten into this off air talking about it once a while back, actually, now I'm thinking about it, but there seems to be a difference of certainly being influenced by an artist and then wanting to do an artist's work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a big difference between the two of those. Sometimes they cross over, but do you find that where there's artists that you won't touch? Like, you love their music, you love listening to them, but you're not going to touch that song or their type of music, maybe. But or does that exist at all? It's like, no, well, we're going to do just about anybody's. If we want to do it, we're going to do it. Or we like it, we're going to do it.
Oh, there's certainly some artists that I'll stick away from. I don't listen to a lot of today's music. Mm-hmm. It's just not my speed. Most of it's auto-tuned, and so it doesn't show off, you know, their true voices, which I think is a shame. But I can't think of a particular artist that I stay away from. Mm. I mean, some of Adele's stuff I'll stay away from because it's insane. But
when it comes to this song, I feel the Adele version is really good for Katie.
Yeah.
Both of your voices are so smooth. Mm. You know, Bob Dylan originally wrote the song. Figured if we did it, it'd be like, when the rain is blowing in your face. I thought, you know, Adele would probably be a little more appropriate.
Oh, good gravy.
I didn't know you did impressions.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's the only one I do.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a lie.
Do you...
on live radio.
Yes.
Same question for you, Ben. Do you, especially with the time, the amount of time you've been doing this and everything, do you have that happen from time to time? You write, because I've heard you cover Beatles, and you do a great job, and you're really into it and everything. So to me, it seems like, well, if you don't mind covering something from there, there's no catalog you wouldn't mind touching, huh?
Right. You know, I'm not too picky. I try to stay loyal to the originals, you know, try to get as close as I can, but...
Right on.
I don't try to make it too different.
Okay, I'll stop rambling. I had to get out of your way. I just was really curious.
No, you're good.
That was great. That was a great answers, you guys. Thank you. Yeah. Go right ahead.
All right.
Okay. Next one, we got some Hall & Oates. We had to kind of modify this one a bit, so
to keep it family
friendly. No need for your sensor button here.
Yeah.
All right.
I just hope I remember.
Yeah, please. All right.
You're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you far. Don't you know, don't you know, that it's wrong to take what he's given you, so far gone on your own. You can get along if you try to be strong, but you'll never be strong, cause you're a rich girl and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. High and dry, out of the rain, it's so easy to hurt others when you can't feel pain. Don't you know that love can grow? Cause it's too much to give, rather live for the thrill of it all. Oh, you're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far. Say money, but it won't get you too far. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far.
And you say
you can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. You're a rich girl,
rich girl,
rich girl, rich girl. Ooh, you're a really, really rich girl.
Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far.
How long did that one take to get the timing on that down?
Well, we sang it for lunch by the river, and we thought that day we're like, "There's children here. We can't do that." And so it was just a matter of being like, "Okay, ready, go."
Oh, you guys are good. You're our new house band. And whether you're accurate or not, Pam, let's get that contract written up. We're going to do that during break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up with the last 10 minutes or so with the Heartstrings on FRM Fridays here at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, FRM Fridays edition featuring Heartstrings. We're going to move out of the way and let the last 10 minutes of the show be filled by wonderful, incredible music to get you ready for your weekend. You guys go ahead and do your thing.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear, disregards the rest. Da-da-da. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy.
in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know.
Lie, 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 lie. La 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 la.
Asking only workmen's wages, like I'm looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare, there were times when I was so lonesome, took some comfort there. La da 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 da. In his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
La 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 la.
We got one more for you.
All right,
we use this for our finale for the Hoozles Rise to Music. Oops. Ben shocked me. Yeah, Ben shocked me with this one. Yeah, he goes, I'm going to play something a little different at the beginning of this one. Just go with it. And he wouldn't play it for me ahead of time.
Nice.
He didn't play it until we started. And I was like, you going to tell me when to come in? All right, we won't tell you the title, but... this should be fun.
Thank you.
You're probably gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly when you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough, I just wanna tell you that I've had enough. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. You just hit me with the truth. Now, girl, you're more than welcome to. So give me one good reason, baby, come on. I live for you and me. And now I really come to see that life would be much better once you're gone. I know that I can take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough, I just wanna tell you that I've had enough. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. I'm giving up, I know for sure. I don't wanna be the reason for your love no more. I'm checking out, I'm signing off. I don't wanna be the loser and I've had enough. I don't wanna be a fool in this game for two. So I'm leaving you behind. I don't wanna make it tough, but I've had enough. Bye-bye. Don't really wanna be for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye-bye-bye. Don't really wanna make it tough, I just wanna tell you that I've had enough. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye-bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, you guys. That's the way to end the show. That was fun. And really interesting because I don't know that. I mean, I know the song, but I don't know it that well. And it took me a minute to realize what you were doing.
Yeah.
And it's like everything we were talking about before, about doing a cover of something. And then there's the reimagining of a song. And that felt like a rock song to me. That felt really good.
Channeling your inner boy band?
Yes, yeah. Always.
The two of you are both very talented at what you do, and you come together and bring the best out of each other. Katie, your voice is so powerful, so soulful. So wonderful and incredible to hear you live, like in person. It's one thing on stage in this setting, and just your vibe to you, it really is impeccable. And I we've had a lot of people in this studio. There are a lot of great musicians that I've gotten to see and been honored to see. Yeah, I keep coming back to it, man. I think you got the smartest hands I've seen, Ben. just incredible. You just proved it right there.
Yeah.
In that song. Like, man, just, brother, you just continue to impress the daylights out of me, man.
Thank you very much.
Keep doing your thing, bro. Keep doing your thing. And both of you, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Can't thank you guys enough.
Thank you.
The problem is you're going to have to come back again. Like, I'm so sorry. I meant to warn you ahead of time.
We're not far.
We do want to encourage you guys to check you guys out. You're going to be at Hoozles tonight?
Yep, mm-hmm. Hoozles on 54, 7 to 11.
7 to 11, okay. We'll meet you there. We'll be at Hoozles. We'll meet you there. And encourage everybody to be with us on from Friday, our FRM Fest this coming up Saturday, September 10th. It's going to be a fantastic time at Robinson Park for that free show. Hear more about it in Morning Magazine today. Stick around for that. Thank you both again so much for the time. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you. You guys all have a great weekend. Everybody out there, have a good one. Have a great